Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, one and all, to More Insights. I'm your host, Angela D. We thank you for joining us tonight on Sister Girl Network and Platform, ordained by God to meet our sister girls and brother men where they are in their lives and spirituality, a platform that stands on truth and in truth through the Holy Spirit. Our platform scripture is 1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. That is our journey, to not only grow, but to mature in the things of God, to grow spiritually through the Holy Spirit, and put away childish things. And so this is our first night back. We've been away for a couple of weeks or so. God is doing some things. A new chapter is opening in my life, and I'm grateful, so grateful. But when we end a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about being obedient and faithful and disciplined in our journey. We was talking about how we have to get to a point in our journey where we believe that we were foreknown, chosen, and predestined. We have to understand that when the Son makes us free, we are free indeed, but that does not take away the trials and the tribulations. It does not take away the rough days and the unbearable days. What it takes away is our perspective of them, how we act in them, how we deal with them, how we allow them to affect us, our inner man, our soul, our spirit, and our heart. Because when we are made free, we are made free through understanding. Understanding who we are and understanding who we are in Christ. And so tonight, our first night back from a couple of weeks, for soon we will be off the air for a few months. But this is our night where we're going to talk about God brought light to darkness. Be persistent, emerge, and believe you are blessed. Genesis 1:3-4 tells us, then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided. And God divided the light from the darkness. Let us acknowledge our Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, we give you praise and we give you honor. Lord, we come to your throne with a humble heart, for we know that we are nothing without you, but we are all things with you. And so, Father, we thank you. We honor and we praise you because you are Jehovah. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we give you all praise and honor, not because of what you do. Hallelujah. But because of who you are. For you are our Prince of Peace. You are the lily of the valley. You are the first and the last, our Alpha and our Omega. And Father, we give you praise and honor. Lord, we ask that you cleanse our heart and renew a right spirit in each and every one of us. Oh, Lord, we ask that you touch our hearts tonight and turn the stone into flesh in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, give us new revelation, understanding. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, let your Holy Spirit come upon us to receive what all you have for us in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. We plead the blood of Jesus over the technology, over our hearing, over our sin and our touching. We plead the blood of Jesus over our atmosphere. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. God brought light to darkness. Sometimes it's good for us to take time to reflect on our journey, how God had showed up, how God had protected us, but not only that, how he had taught us, how he had strengthened us, cleansed and purged us, revealed things to us, comfort us in hope. Sometimes it's good to reflect on that. Because when we look at the times that we are living in today, when we look at how the COVID-19 revealed more than a pandemic, and God allowed us time of rest, time to deal with self, deal with family, deal with other things in our life, and still see blessings in the midst of all that. So we could talk about all that is happening globally, but why? This world has no dominion over us. But God said, I have given you dominion over the earth, to step on the serpent head, to heal yourself. Jesus tells us that he overcame the world, and so can we. John 16:33 tells us, things I have spoken unto you, that in me, you got to hear that, that in me thy might have peace. In the world thy should have tribulation. In the world thy should have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Are we willing to face the truth, to learn and be made whole? God let us know. He told us from the very beginning that darkness is all around us, but we don't allow it to abide in us, or should we abide in it? And so we are already told this. Darkness is all around. Darkness, God was in the midst of darkness and brought forth light. And so we are told not to allow darkness to abide in us, or should we abide in darkness? And so as we go deep into this, we have to understand that sometimes we have to get to a point in our journey where we have to be willing to face the truth, to learn and to be made whole. See, we can say a lot of things, but it will always come down to our action, always to our action. See, in the rough times, in the not so easy days, in the chaos and in the dysfunction and the confusion, what or who do you draw to? Oh, I can remember a time in my life I draw to the dance floor, good old drinky drink, smoke over here, gossip over there, Those are things that draw me when I was dealing with hard times, when I was dealing with the battle within, which is self. Those the Son made free are free indeed. Jesus did not free us from trials and tribulations, but freed us from abiding in them. That's the freedom. That's the freedom that make us whole, that make us free indeed. To have the understanding that the trials and the tribulations will come. To have us in a place of understanding, walking in wisdom in this pandemic. That even though things are going to the left, to the right, economy, rules and regulations, your choice to choose certain things has been taken. Those are tribulations. That's principality. But Jesus said, those the Son set made free are free indeed. So even in the midst of that, we're free. Freedom comes with understanding. Understand this is when I say this. Listen to this. When it's a lot of confusion going on, but somebody make it clear to you exactly what happened, right? You drive up or you walk past and it's all this commotion going on. You see the police cars and you see ambulance and all these people out here and it's a bunch of noise. But then someone, you ask someone, what happened? And so then now they give you understanding and clarity. So now you set free, right? Free, how? Because now you're not anxious, you're not all stressed, what's going on. You understand how essential it is to allow the Holy Spirit to give you that type of understanding so you are free? When we look at Scripture, and we are told to examine ourselves, to examine ourselves to see if we're still in faith. Truth is, because we war against our flesh daily, our flesh tends to withdraw, always want to control and do what it wants to do. Now, we don't have to guess or assume what the work of the flesh is. All we have to do is look at Galatians 5:19. I think it's 19:20-21, but Galatians 5:19, start there. And it will tell us what the work of the flesh is. So there's no part of us that needs to assume, right? So we are told in 2 Corinthians 13 tells us to examine ourselves to make sure we're still in faith. Now, all the instructions that we get from our book, the Holy Bible, from our books of principles and standards for our guide, all the instructions that we get is a help for us to endure and persevere to the end. Is a helper to us to still let our light so shine even in the midst of darkness. Oh, when we think about that. So see, we are not ignorant of what is going on in the world, but we don't have no need to be so tangled in it that it consume our inner man where we have no peace, where we have no hope. And so in examining ourselves, I want to ask a couple questions. Can you shut down everything and be still in your thoughts? See, that's a training that we must go through. We must learn that. The Word of God tells us to bring every thought into captivity. That's a training. You have to learn to do that. So you got to examine yourself in this. You have to grow spiritually and to endure and persevere to the end. To see a blessing in everything, even in the craziness, God will allow you to see a blessing, to feel some hope. But it's about the training, the process of understanding why it's so important that you learn to take every thought into captivity. Apostle Paul tells us that. So my question is, can you shut everything down and be still in your thoughts? Examine yourself. Because sometimes the chaos, the confusion, the frustration, it can become something we embrace. Oh, yes, it can. Oh, I'm trying to tell you. I had a part in my journey where I loved the chaos. It was a mindset where I would say, bring it on. Woo! So you got to examine yourself in that, okay? Because we'll start operating in that chaos, in that confusion, that frustration, as if that's our life, right? That's how it's so, oh, I'm just facing reality. This is how it is. The devil's a liar. Go back to what I said at the beginning. What did I say at the beginning? Jesus did not free us from trials and tribulations, but freed us from abiding in them. So we know those things are going to still stir up. What would you do if you didn't have to deal with conflict and if you didn't have to deal with the confusion and the frustration? What would you do? Think about this. This is what I'm giving you. I'm saying this to you, sister girl and brother man, to examine yourself in this. Examine yourself in these questions I'm asking you. The first one was, can you shut everything down and be still in your thoughts? The second one is, what would you do if you didn't have to deal with conflict and confusion? What would you do with yourself? Then the next one is, do you acknowledge God in the war, or do you want to do what you want to do? Or you do what you think is needed? Or you try to control everything? In examining yourself with these questions, I encourage you to get a pen and paper and write. Persistence and merge in absolute. Persistence and merge in absolute. All is connected to discipline, obedience, and faithfulness, which all equals focus. We even talked about we are no one victim as God's chosen. It is the trick of the enemy to make us have a victim mindset. Oh, that's not to say that some of us haven't endured a tragedy in our life, hardship. But we are not to let that bad destroy us to the point that we embrace it as if, yes, this is okay because this is my life. I'm just facing reality. This is just as high as it is. No. That is what the enemy want us to do. That's why the warfare can get thicker. It all depends on where you at spiritually. It all depends on who you are for real, who God created you to be. It all depends on who you connected to, who you allowed to be open to. Focus. Even when we think about when people say live in purpose, what do that mean? What do that mean to you when that is said? What do that stir something where you start feeling like, okay, I'm not living in purpose. What's going on? Oh, what we have to understand is to live on purpose, one must understand self. See, when we allow the process of truly understanding who we are and who we are in Christ, we get the essence of who we are, right? We know why we respond to this and react to this. We understand that this is a trigger, so I need to stay away. When I say trigger temptation, I need to stay away. I'm not stronger in that area. We walk in truth because our Father is truth. So we have to walk in truth about everything that's going on with us. And we don't do that to condemn ourselves. We do that so we don't get bound up. So we do not get bound up in what someone else say we should be or, you know, no. Every last one of us from the time we was born to where we at now in our life was told certain things, right? We was told certain things. We was raised up and pointed a certain direction. So our life was planned out for us. And at a certain point in our journey, we decided, okay, this is what I want, and that is what I want. I no longer want this and all that. We start feeling a sense of who we are to the degree where we like this thing or that thing. And so sometimes what we was raised in or how we was raised or the path that was pointed for us, we might not take. And that's okay, because there comes a point where we have to understand that this journey is an individual, even though we are connected spiritually and as the bride of Christ. But there's a journey, that your journey is an individual journey. I want to read the definition of purpose. I want you to get your pen and your paper, because I want you to start thinking about these things, because that one word I have learned that one word has pinned so many people in the kingdom up. Purpose. It has pinned them up because they feel like they're not living on purpose. You know those little sayings they be saying, live on purpose and all this and all that. Let me read purpose. Okay. I'm going to read the dictionary definition, and then I'm going to touch a little bit on biblical definition. Purpose, the reason why something is done or used, the aim or intention of something. Another definition for purpose, something set up as a object or end to be attained, intention, determination. Another definition, a subject under discussion or a action in court of execution on purpose, intentionally. Synonyms for purpose, ambition, aim, plan, target, goal. Intention, intent, purpose, design, aim, end, object, objection, goal means what one intends to accomplish or attain. So when someone say you need to live on purpose, live a life on purpose, so they telling you, you got to attain something. You got to be intentional about something. You got to have ambition. You got to have plans, targets, design, goals. You got to accomplish something. Now, the verbal root of the Hebrew word for purpose means to give counsel, be deliberate, purpose, or determined. Now, in five passages where the nouns appear, we're talking about the word of God now. Four refers. We're talking about five scriptures where the noun purpose appear. Four refers to God's purpose, and one to the purpose of a person's heart. Okay? One of them that refers to a person's heart is Proverbs 19:21. And it reads, Proverbs 19:21. There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel that will stand. That's Proverbs 19:21. The second scripture that deals with the person's heart, the purpose of a person's heart, is Proverbs 20:5. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. It will always come down to our perspective of things. When we hear that word purpose, that's why it's so important that we go through the process through the Holy Spirit of understanding you and understanding who you are in Christ. So when you see that word purpose, or you see that slogan that everyone throw around willy-nilly, live on purpose, don't allow it to condemn you because of your perspective of it, right? Because, see, it's all about your heart. It's all about the understanding. It's about you understanding that a man's heart is like deep water. We have so much in our heart. We have a lot of desires and wants. We have plans. We have visions. That's why the Lord tells Habakkuk. He tells Habakkuk in Habakkuk 2:2, he tells him to write the vision, make it plain on a tablet, so he may run who reads it. And then further, or right after that, it says, the vision awaits its appointed time. Don't rush. Habakkuk 2, you can read it. But even that part tells us that even when we write down our visions and our plans, we must understand that they will come forth at an appointed time. But during that time, we have things that we have to do. Because, see, when God opened up the windows and flow out the blessings, you must be prepared to receive them, or you're going to miss the open door, because you're all over to the left and you're not focused. Because when we see purpose, if we believe that we were foreknown, chosen, and predestined, that word don't trip us up. That word don't condemn us. Scripture gives us strength, and when we look at purpose, knowing that we are valuable. We have a purpose to stand in who we are. We're already told in Ephesians 2, 8 through 10. Hold up, I wrote that down because I said, let me get that book. I want to read that. Ephesians 2, 8 through 10. And it reads, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast." Let me just stop there for 1 second. You know, ain't it something when we see the word of God already letting us know that some of us can become so boastful. Oh, look at me. I got it going on. I'm right, tight, and all put together. Ephesians 2, 8 through 10. I'll start at the beginning. "For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life." You are a purpose. You have a purpose. And your purpose is to abide in the vine as it abides in you. God do not take away our dreams and our visions. He told Rebecca, now even Rebecca, the prophet Rebecca, was dealing with all the Babylon religion, all the crazy stuff going on. Ain't too far from what we dealing with. And he kept going to the Lord saying, "Lord, when you going to take care of these people? When you going to stop all this?" And God said, "Okay, Rebecca, write your vision down and make it plain." See, I'm telling you this because you might be in a season, oh, and your mind is all over the place. And God, just like God told the prophet Rebecca, I'm telling you, write down your vision. Make it plain. So if I pick it up, I can run with it. If the next generation pick it up, they can run with what? Your vision. Hallelujah. Because you got to understand, even though you're writing it down, you still have to wait. You still might have to endure some stuff. You still have to persevere for longer than you want. Because God is telling Rebecca the same. He says, it will come at an appointed time. Don't be in a rush. Because there are some things that God need to work on with you. One of our biggest downfalls is temptations. We always getting caught up in the same thing over and over. But when we become disciplined, focused, when we become obedient, focused, when we become faithful, focused, we can recognize the same traps that's being set for us over and over, the same temptation that keeps drawing us in because of frustration or stress. What do you think is missing in your life? Do you even think anything is missing in your life? Do you think to even think that something is missing in your life is a bad thing? I'm not talking about things. I'm not talking about cars and homes and degrees and wealth and all that. Because the most valuable thing in our life is our soul. It's our soul. That's our mind, our will, and our emotion. Why do you think spiritual wickedness always after that? That's what it's always after. It's always after that. That's why I steal your sleep, steal your rest. See, when it gets that, You don't have to worry about your body. You don't have to worry about your spirit. It's the soul. It's the soul that needs to be transformed. It's the soul that will be made whole. You're born again in the spirit. But then the process of the transformation by the renewing of our mind must be a part of our life that we involve ourselves. We participate in that process. The word of God tells us a false doctrine is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. It's not always easy to have everything in order. And that's okay. Our growth, our maturity comes in understanding that part of it. Because see, if we don't get that part that chaos going to try to stir its ugly head, trials and tribulations will be there. If we don't get that part that that's okay, that those things stir up, it's about how you react or respond to those things, how those things attach itself to you. Then Jesus said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from darkness. God created all things. But he has given us. He sent his one and only begotten son. So we could be saved, made free. No longer a tangle up in bondage, free from all those demonic spirits, from that religion spirit, free, made free in our understanding and our knowledge. An unbalanced life. Sometimes we can get so focused in our life where we're just dealing with one thing. We have other things to deal with. You might be a mother or a father or a sister or a brother, or you have obligations to your career or whatever. There still have to be a balance in our life, you know. Okay, we have work in home, children have, even with our children, it has to be a balance in their life. You know, we want them to get a education. We want them to experience even the social part of it, different activities and stuff like that. It has to be a balance. We can't force them to be in a book 24/7. There's no balance there, right? They have to learn early in their life how to balance their life. You can't just work, 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 and not have time for relaxation or family. See, it has to be a balance in the life. And only you can make your life a balanced life, or choosing not to be busy for the sake of being busy. Shut down. Do nothing. Allow your mind to rest. Learn to pull every thought into captivity. Bind it up to the obedience through the word of God in Christ. That's something that's not easy. That's why it's a learn. Oh, I'm here to tell you, I know it's a learn. It's nothing easy about that, because if people walk in truth for real, every last one of us walking on this earth deals with all those voices. That's what I called it in the world. When I used to have all these thoughts coming at me 50,000 seconds per second. Oh, no, we did not admit to that. because something gotta be wrong with God. No, that's how our mind is because of the world we live in. That's how the enemy consume us, distract us, keep us from being focused, keep us from putting away childish things. We end up being stuck where we always jumping off the handle for every little thing. Touchy, touchy, so oversensitive. Somebody say boo. Oh, it's the way they say it. Stop that. Because even if they would have said, you still would have been upset about it, oversensitive about it. Why? Because it's the words that you're hearing. So we have to become disciplined. You know, the beautiful thing about Daddy, who wouldn't serve a God like his Father? He don't ask us to be perfect. He asks us to be truthful, right? He do. He need us to be truthful, even about our mess. Even about our mess. I'm even part of my journey, and the Holy Spirit was tugging at me. Oh, my goodness. And I would even say, I was like, I don't know if I want to do it. You know, I would actually, because of the dreams, the vision God would give me and how he would pull at me, even in my waking time. Excuse me. Let me drink something. Give me 2 seconds. Thank you. Even in my journey, I remember that time, and God was really tugging at me. And I would say things like, oh, I don't want to do this. Oh, Lord, what would that mean if I say yes to this? This is how I was talking to the Father. I was walking in so much truth with it. I was even telling God, I was like, because at that point, I wasn't calling my Father Daddy. I was just saying, God, I don't know about all this. Is this real, you know? Because even me and my truth, I never feel worthy of the calling of God pulling at me where God had me in my life. I know that if I even stray a little bit, that it would be easy for me to fall back in the world. I'm walking truth about temptations in my life. And so when God was pulling on me, I was saying, Lord, I don't want to, do I have to let go this and that? It was certain things that I just felt like I wanted to hold on to. Like, oh, if I let that go, thinking about certain people and all that, still caught up, still in bondage with the parents. But God. So that's the God we serve that don't ask us to be perfect. He just need us to be truthful. Truth about yourself first. We can always point fingers at each other people. But when you are made whole for real, when you have the understanding of who you are and who you are in Christ, you know, you can set an atmosphere. You hear me? I don't care who you're dealing with. I don't care if you're dealing with bitterness and anger and unforgiveness. What did the word of God say? God said in the light, God said God divided the light from the darkness. See, when the light walk into the darkness, oh, darkness have to flee. Get that? So we ain't got to try to correct nobody but ourselves. It is our light that so shine. See, just like God draws us in, the Holy Spirit draws you in first. I know we want to believe we chose, but no, the Holy Spirit drew you in. Oh, the Holy Spirit drew you in. The stern thought comes in upon you. The Holy Spirit starts convicting you more and more in your mess. Oh, my gracious. You know you over here on the left shouldn't be here. Soon you touch it. Soon you do it. You get so convicted in your spirit. And half the time, if certain people wasn't around or if you was in a certain place, you would drop to your knees because the conviction of the Holy Spirit becomes so strong. Everything don't fall off easy, and God knows this. It will always go down to our heart. always go down into our heart. We cannot get caught up in time. I don't have enough time to do this. That's how the enemy destroy our life, to have it so unbalanced. Because I know what the world tells us. Oh, I know they say that we only got 24 hours. But I'm here to tell you as a living testimony that our daddy, oh, wonderful is his name. He will give you time. I've seen it. I just seen it in the experience how God will slow down time because you took the time. You took the time to spend with him in spite of that appointment or disappointment, in spite of that obligation. But I'm going to give God my first time in the morning, my first words out my breath. So don't get caught up in time. God is the author and the finisher of time. A balanced life includes all aspects of our life. That's even with relationships. You know, that's one of our struggles. Human beings, it's different relationships in our lives. But as we grow and continue to grow and grow and mature, God give us the understanding that everyone that's connected to us would not be able to go with us in our journey. Not saying you won't deal with that person or you cut that person off forever and ever. It would be the interaction with that person that will shift. And in that, God teaches us how to be at peace with others rather than at peace with us. Oh, I'm here to tell you, that's the most beautiful thing. To be at peace, everyone, rather they at peace with you. See, I live that. God taught me, showed me. I was willing to be obedient in that, to be at peace with that those that I knew was my enemy. But God has turned, you know, I'm experiencing now how God has turned that thing around and has put that enemy at my footstool, right? Oh, not for me to brag, not for me to treat him bad, but to just see the hands of God in me. But because I was at peace with these people, these enemies, because I was at peace with them, brother, they was at peace with me, and now what God had them in my life, see, I could still love. I could still pray. I could still counsel. I have no grudges. But God even used them to bless me. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. See, when we don't allow other ones to control our lives, sometimes our life is a mess because everyone around us is in control of our lives because of the buttons we allow them to push, the triggers. Everybody in control, but the one that need to be in control. Daddy ain't nowhere to be. Everybody else controlling your will, controlling your mind, controlling your emotions. Everything attached to the essence of our life needs to be attended to. Everything. Let me share this little, this happened the other day. My family member, you know, was one of my nephews, right? And we get a little powwow time in, and he had texted me because we supposed to have been meeting up, and he said in his text, you know, it was kind of long. I'd be laughing at him about his books in the text. But it says, give me time. He was telling me, give him some time. He just came outside because he needed to feed his melanin, right? And so I started laughing. I said, that's right. Even our melanin, the pigment of our skin, needs sun. Not too much sun. But that's attending to that, right? Every aspect of who we are, we have to attend to it, right? So in talking to him when we got together and we was talking about it and we was laughing about it, and I was saying we have to even understand that the sun, our body needs sun, and I'm talking about us that are black. We need that sun. You know, the sun is good, the vitamin C, D, you know, it's good for us. We need that, right? And so when we look at every aspect of our life, it needs attended to. When we look at our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotion, we need to attend to that. So our soul need love. Our soul need peace. Our soul need hope. And our soul need rest. Every aspect of our being, of our lives, needs to be attended to. Look at our spirit. Our spirit needs to be fed spiritual things. Our spirit needs rest, and our spirit has to abide in the vine to stay strong every aspect. Every essence of our life needs to be attended to. Look at our heart. Our heart needs to have relax. Our heart has to relax to do the work that it was created to do. It needs oxygen to stay strong and do its job. Every aspect of our lives, every aspect, every part of us needs to be attended to. Look at our body. Our body needs nourishment. It needs water. It needs rest, and it needs sun, not too much. Everything attached to us as our being, the center of our life, needs to be attended to. If we do not stay connected to spiritual things, even to sister girl, praying, even look at prayer, and we don't just pray, we watch and pray. We pray and fast. We feed our prayers with the word of God. Every essence of our life. We need spiritual things for our spiritual being to become even stronger and to mature. And that's a constant thing. That's why the word of God tells us to persevere. Talks about our faith becoming stronger and stronger. It's not an overnight thing. It's a process that we will be going through until heaven comes on earth, constantly. Because every single day, we have to contend with different things, and we must decide. We must decide through the Holy Spirit, will we take our light and divide the darkness? Understand that. 1 John 2:27, but the anointing which thou have received of him abide in you. The anointing power of the Holy Spirit abide in you. thy need not that any man teaches you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things. See, the Holy Spirit leads us to all things. We need Abba Father. We need the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We need the way, the truth, and the light. We need the lily of the valley. We need Yahweh. See, that's our teacher. The Holy Spirit leads us into all truth, teaches us all things, and it is true. This is 1 John 2:27. And then it goes on to say, and is no lie. And even as it hath taught you, you should abide in him. See, as the Holy Spirit teaches us, as the Holy Spirit leads us into all truth, we still have to abide in him. It is not for us to learn, or it is not for us to go to the transformation and renewal of our mind and think that we do not have to still abide in him. What does 1 John 2:27 tells us? At a certain point of our journey, we don't need man to teach us anything, but the anointing which thou hast received of him abide in you. And thy need not that any man teaches you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie. And even as it hath taught you, thy should abide in him. How beautiful is that? Oh, I'm trying to tell you. I have lived, I'm a testimony with this scripture, 1 John 2:27. I'm a testimony that the Holy Spirit, there's no teacher like the Holy Spirit. But we must potentially abide in him. Continuously abide in him. I tell you, praise God. You know, I didn't even mention nothing about the calling. Woo, go ahead, Lord. But before I end tonight, you know, I just love my father. I love daddy. I love being a servant unto the Lord. I love my brothers and sisters. I love you as Christ loved the church, you know. And I few weeks ago, we haven't been on Blog Talk Radio for a few weeks. And I'm embarking on a new chapter of my journey. And I'm really excited. You know, sometimes we struggle with change, but as we grow and mature, we understand that change is who we are. You know, we're constantly changing. God constantly moving us and, you know, sending us this way. And so for me, I'm embarking on a new journey as far as a new door. God is moving some things. And so as I move forth, I know that God is doing a great thing. And so even with Blog Talk Radio, More Insight, I know God is moving it in a certain way because of what was shown to me in the last few weeks of us not being on this. But notice, sister girl and brother man, I always been on a platform where I was able to not only record the different sessions, but also was able to download, and you could always go on and listen. And so you always have a place to go to and listen to previous recorders, one that might have touched your heart, that, or one you might want to share with another. And so you always had that. And know that, you know, I'm not gone. I'm still here, but I have learned to be obedient with the Spirit, to move when the Holy Spirit tells me to move, to not get so caught up in appearance of, you know, I'm so free of that, because let's be truthful, even in the kingdom, you know, folks gonna view you the way they want to view you. They gonna, you know, we can't get caught up in the appearance of, I'm so free of that, it don't even matter, you know. For me, it's about souls, and whichever way God wants to use me, I have learned how to yield to the Spirit and not get caught up. You know, I had to learn. I struggled for years, you know. Oh, yeah, I'm daddy, you know, always questioning. I don't know. Wait a minute. That don't sound, no. Mm-mm. The Word of God tells us, for God knows his sheep. His sheep follow him, for his sheep know his voice. So we know God's voice. And so I know I won't be on Blog Talk Radio for the whole month of February. During that month, you can go on the blog and listen to previous recorders, those that are connected to me even deeper. So always call, email, SisterGirlNetwork has a email, which is SisterGirlNet, SisterGurlNet, @yahoo.com. I email SisterGirlNet, SisterGurlNet@yahoo.com. And you can always email me, email us, and, you know, if you need some one-on-one or whatever you need, we're here. I think the emails might be coming back, if that's going to be a part of my writing. I don't know. But I know God has me writing more, and I do want to be obedient in that because of the stirring. You know, one thing about the Holy Spirit can't nobody whoop us like that. You know, we can even think about when we was little girls and boys, and we might have gotten a spanking by our parents, and we probably thought that was the worst. Oh, no, no, no. Can't nobody whoop us like the Holy Spirit. So I will stay faithful and obedient to where Daddy's taking me. Know that I'm not gone. I just won't be on the air for the month of September. Excuse me, for the month of February. We will not be on Blog Talk Radio, but we will have other things going on. You can always reach out to me through the email, sistergirlnet@yahoo.com. Anytime, you can always come on the platform. You have the phone number. It's the number you dial in. It's blogtalkradio.com/more insight. We have been on here for a couple of years now, so it is plenty of recorders to hold you through, or you can reach out through email. And I thank God for this time. I thank God for what's to come. I thank God for each and every one of you, for all that's connected to you. I ask God to keep you and shield you. I plead the blood of Jesus over your soul, over your body from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. I bind up any spirit of limitation over your life, over your children and your children and children's lives. Ask God to reveal all things. May you acknowledge God in all things, in your seeing, in your hearing, and in your touching. I thank God for this part of my journey. I'm just so full. For I know I cannot share all with you all at this time, but it's all good. It's nothing bad. You know, sometimes we think when things change in our lives or other people's lives, we might think, no, it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. So this ends our talk for tonight. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God brought light to darkness. Hallelujah. Genesis 1 through 3 tells us, then God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. Know that the anointing power of the Holy Spirit is your light. To step on the serpent head to heal yourself. To separate yourself from darkness. Oh, be encouraged, sister girl and brother man. Know you are loved, wanted, and needed. I love each and every one of you. Good night, and God bless.